Good morning. There was once a famous tightrope walker called Blondin. He's probably the most famous tightrope walker ever. Well, he was pretty good. He walked a tightrope across the Niagara Falls from America to Canada. Not just once or twice, but every Tuesday and Thursday. He didn't just walk on the rope. He sat down, he lay down, he jumped up and down. He walked backwards, stood on one leg, did all kinds of tricks. You get the picture. He took a wooden chair and sat upon it, on the swaying rope, thousands of feet above the waterfall. He took a wee stove and frying pan and fried an egg. I know it's hard to believe, but every Tuesday and Thursday, thousands of people strained their necks watching him do it. Another of his tricks was to get an assistant to sit in a wheelbarrow and push him along the tightrope forwards and backwards. One day he was performing this particular feat of daring when a loudmouth man in the crowd kept shouting. He got on Blondin's nerves so much that Blondin came back off the tightrope and went up to the man and said, "Do you believe I can put a man on this wheelbarrow and take him across the rope and back again safely?" "Yes, of course," said the man. "I've just seen you do it." "Well then, you jump in. I'll take you across." The man stepped back, muttering something to the effect that he'd have to leave because he'd another engagement. You see, that's the difference between intellectual belief and heartfelt trust. You see the same thing when it comes to Jesus. Millions believe that he can do miracles, that he can guide people along the straight and narrow safely. But many fewer people really trust him enough to jump in his wheelbarrow and put their lives on the line. Intellectual belief is far short of complete trust.